Cinema Classics is brought to you in part by the Gateway Film Center, presenting their third annual Holiday Film Classics through the Christmas season. Enjoy your perennial Christmas favorites on the big screen every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesday. Gateway has indoor parking in the OSU campus neighborhood at 11th and High. Further details and reservations online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando. And who's this guy? I've seen him before.
We are joined once again by the inimitable Chris Hamill, President Programmer, Gateway Film Center. Big holiday movie season is upon us. We did a couple of shows on the big films coming out. One of those movies is Django Unchained, directed by Quentin Tarantino, written and directed by Quentin Tarantino. He is the premier auteur working in film today. One of the questions I have for Chris is, everybody knows Tarantino. He's got this brand recognition. Everybody, like, you know, is like Woody Allen, but has the same problem. Not a lot of people see the movies.
Well, more people see Tarantino films than Woody Allen films. Yes, his films, you know, they have very specific and, I guess you would say, smaller audiences because of their violence or the use of language that he... You know, I love Tarantino films. I can't imagine any real film fan not appreciating them for what they are.
And the mythology of this is that he started in a video store just the way Johnny did. Johnny used to work for Aardvark.
Well, we didn't have to bring that up.
Well, I know, thank you, though. You guys get this kind of knowledge that Tarantino has about the culture, particularly through films. And he infuses his movies, like, neither of you has seen Django Unchained, and I have.
Yep.
And it's just riddled with references, of course, to spaghetti restaurants, and who knows what else.
All his films are like that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's kind of like in a way, he's like Scorsese. Scorsese grew up watching all these films, you know, and loving them, all the classic films. But Scorsese channeled that love through film school. Tarantino doesn't have that sort of... he didn't matriculate. And yet, he's very disciplined in the way he applies these films.
Well, I do love the fact that many people refer to him as sort of a director DJ, because he'll take all these different styles and sort of mesh them together. But, you know, you reference his background. He is a theater owner as well. He owns the New Beverly Cinema in Los Angeles, and they do a lot of really interesting programming that Quentin does a lot of himself.
There are some people listening who may not even know a title. So let's throw out
those
the most
people
famous.
Are stupid.
Let us throw.
Those people are worthless. Why are they listening
Could
to this show?
Could we agree on his most
They don't
famous
listen to
title?
This show. Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
Clearly his most famous title, because it was the one that was a crossover hit and the one that put him on the map. Even if it wasn't that commercially successful, was it, Chris?
It was far and away his most successful film economically. I mean, I think it made about $100 to $120 million when it came out initially, but of course, if you adjust that for inflation, it's a big hit. He's had a few other films that have done well. Jackie Brown did much better than people realize.
Elmore Leonard and Hair There, it's a completely different kind of movie for him, and he does it handily. It's a great little film. The one in 1992, that's 20 years ago, my friends, that he first brought his recognition, Reservoir Dogs.
Correct.
Oh, and a great movie. And I think got everybody's attention. You didn't know where this guy was going.
Oh, for sure. Like, that film has more testosterone than a pizzle factory. I mean, you're talking about just nonstop. And, of course, he also wrote True Romance,
right.
Which a lot of people don't know was based on a screenplay he wrote. His first screenplay was called My Best Friend's Birthday. And True Romance is sort of a big screen adaptation of that.
Oh.
Of course, directed by Tony Scott. Of course, some later hits would be both Kill Bill films and Inglourious Basterds, which are just great films. People who love movies have to watch those Tarantino films.
And I loved Inglourious Basterds. Again, thought it was just a little bit different from some of the others. And now I think Django Unchained is different from also, and maybe close to the top of my list for my favorite of his.
Well, Inglourious Basterds was great because it turned out to be so much more than what it had initially appeared to be in the marketing. It looked just like a very simple Brad Pitt and company hunting Nazis in it. And it really was this very elaborate love song to European cinema.
Also with Tarantino, the thing that he does so well is he's able to make actors do things or voluntarily do things that other directors cannot. I mean, if you think about some of the performances in his films, whether you want to go all the way back to Tim Roth and Harvey Keitel and Reservoir Dogs, and then up to Brad Pitt and Inglourious Basterds, you see these actors stretched to a level that other directors aren't necessarily able to get them to achieve. Tarantino has a brand. You can tell it's a Tarantino film. And I don't think there's a whole lot of directors working today who accomplish that on a regular basis.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at WCBE.org.